with a new job, you come back to the hot pot in the service again. And the new job, the season go and talk into the service again, since I was under that chair. But you have to talk about cutting the recovery and it's trying to remove the money. And particularly, I want to demonstrate our money all around application into business, including medicine. Yesterday was a one in 10 days. I was asked to give a talk in a high university. So, again, today I feel very happy Valentine. This morning I called my wife, right? Of course, it's still Valentine Day in Washington. Say happy Valentine. And now, I would like to say happy Valentine from Washington. First, from my graduate student. And also from the little girl of our company, the daughter of one of our colleagues. So happy Valentine. Now this is also our technology. This woman may not be a very good business yet, so you hold it for a little time until the time comes. Now as I have mentioned, the major concern of today in the computing and the business world is we have too much information. And how can we get very little information from data? We have data. We need that information, also we call this information era. How do we know that our data contain information? Right? We have data. Where is the information? And if someone gives you a piece of information, then how do you know that this piece of information contains knowledge? And can information be detected if you're given data and data alone? This is a question I raised as a young faculty that I am trying to manage. Can information and patterns be discovered by computer? Now, do not tell me the story. Next time if I come, because of knowledge of academic part, I can tell you. It's a big story. And that's the basis of patent discovery. As young faculty, when I'm looking for information pattern in the data, my young brother, the medical biology graduate student, he introduced me the DNA and the information transfer model in the genetic and biomolecular world. And today we all know that our molecules are encoded with genetic structure and functional information. We know that. And given a DNA sequence, only four characters, it determines a protein sequence. And given a protein sequence, it determines the structure and function of a molecule, including how the molecule interacts with other world, other molecule, and layer by layer. But if I just ask you, is there any information here? Is there any quantitative basis for me to have that information here? High form organisms have more information than low form organisms. Is that something objective I will discover from here? Now this is the beginning of my search of patterning and information. That is 1970. If I know, I'm able to discover patterns and explain the known phenomena in those ways and conjecture that known. And I'm doing what happened and really intensive. Then I create an article AI and set a new call to search for information which is there, I believe it is there. So I talk about whole area in implementing discovery, representation, and search for some way I can represent and discover and extract knowledge. Several years ago, I was asked to give a talk at UPL, and after my talk, the engineering director, the research director, so many the staff, and I found out that on the first, on each of the first, there's a period. And a phase is a data, and then information. I said, what is this? He said, there are two scientists, each of our scientists, two pyramids. And he said, in JPL, we have in the last hour, we have lots of data. But who can tell me where the information? We have 5%. But if someone can tell me there's information there, and how can I really use the data and so can I can use it and turn it to knowledge so that I can be wiser? So because this is my area, and later when I went home, and I also give a presentation of each, and each time that I went to CPL again and give a talk, I give each a definition. After today, if I'm going to talk to a business group, I want to give a very good definition of what data, what is information and knowledge. But mathematically, that really way, a precise way to define data. These are just a few words. Data are then events, okay, right? Either we need to unrelated, they put it on paper in digital form, information to their information theory in some way, then they are assigned from the intellect to a different type of thinker, depending on different characteristics. Is it random? Is that it surprise you? Is this something interdependent or no? Now, when pattern as being affected by the statistical associations of the events, but then I'm telling you that you interpret it, you can explain it, you can turn it into rules, and you cannot call it knowledge yet. But if you can understand what's going on, and then you repeat again, and you go through your reasoning process and acquire the knowledge. I try to differentiate knowledge from pattern, so that you can revise that. The mission of my company, in 1997, is after I developed this, along this line of development, after four generations, then we have a new breakthrough. We have a high-order pattern, and we've got a US pattern. We fire a pattern, and then I found it's time to move this technology to the marketplace. So a company called Connected Circuit Software System was founded with two of my students. And then our mission is to push from data to information to knowledge. Today, the human project, we have a lot of data, but we don't have knowledge, much more knowledge yet. So there's tremendous challenge for us to discover the pattern from the genome data to the right knowledge to better the humankind. But then we've got to the scientific field as well. But I wonder, we have access to a lot of data. We have data warehouse, a lot of data. How do we make sense of that data? Now, of course, you can get some here and have the information here and there. And but how do you know that you can extract most value from it? Now, if you're a smart guy, you know how to ask good questions, you can get a lot of things, right? But if you do not know, you're not familiar with the company, you're not familiar with the data, then you may not get as much as the others. But even if you get that information from the database, and how do you know you are not losing anything? I mean, I'm going to give a power test, a political speech. I will think of what I want to say. And how do you know that somebody will not say an even more important thing when you want to pick up a test? And the way your opponent challenge you, no, okay, in my way of that, it is not so. Right? So today, the way we extract information, all of them are biased by what we want to know. But it's every way you can think in a more objective way. How could you receive data pertaining to a card? But these cards are to probability variations. Now I already addressed this issue a little later. Now traditional data mining, we try to pick up our mind from data what we would like to know or verify from data using queries. That's why I put it good, but it becomes a prior knowledge of the user. And usually it involves a large iterative process. A lot of people have a big data warehouse in their company, but sometimes very frustrated. Then if you get some simple things, you can get it. But it will take up more simple things from much important decision making is still a challenge. But the large database is an anticipated variation. This will be more to produce useful results. Now they're not using it by exploiting data mining. Exploratory data mining has an exploratory aspect, has a discovery aspect. Now let's consider event very general, right? I know what's an event, I interpose the event, I can tell you things that is an event, I name the event. And our approach tries to discover event association automatically. Now if some event also occurred consistently, right, and anyway, from a random mode, you know that there must be some reason for it that occurred this way, not the other way. First, you have to capture why they occur before you can expect that. You have to capture why it occurred. It's significant. And before you ask the next question, why it occurred. If you know why it occurred, then you gain knowledge. If you stop it now, it occurred, okay? You have some information, look, that we don't know, okay? But the rest. So in that case, we are able to turn information, that data into information, take information from data, and then turn it into knowledge. But if I got the data, how they associate people this way, that can I do the association to make decisions? right? Can I turn it into a meal? I mean, I can do that. I can use it to get categorizations for prediction or forecasting or retrieval. And when you that, in the pattern, I can discover, I explain, I understand this happened. And how it happened, and why it happened, then I can interpret the result. Now, only interpretation and hence understanding, we are understanding that this is knowledge. Now, then, that's your analytical mathematical definition. And what do you mean by pattern? Now, there are many ways of pattern. Pattern can be induced by topology, can be induced by relation, functional relation, and another thing. But you said, I want to focus on that physical pattern. You have never been able to get physical pattern. And in the database, a physical pattern is something you take out in the database, right? That those events that occur, you don't bring a feeling. Okay? In dealing with some random occurrences, and it is statistical significance, that we call it statistical patterns. I suppose you have an ocean of database. As you can see a database, right? It's a database that goes through a register of empirical. And then each call, you call it attributes, or you call it a field. And then some of these are events, okay? Now suppose you can observe that in a first field, A1 and B1, their co-occurrence is much more frequent than if these two fields are independent. Okay, if there's any way to tell you and think of, oh, A1 and B1, as a real camera, okay, they are co-occurring, they will become a second order event, okay. And if you can discover this occurred, right, the third order event. Now, if I only check my database, then how can you think of all these talents in your association everywhere? But if you can think of this event, now this is the basis of the information hidden in the database. In the classical paradigm, we consider a vector of the data, we call it a pattern vector for those who have known the pattern recognition. Now that is good when the data dimension is more. We have only a very few of measurement, right? And your particular can get this measurement for certain particular purpose. But when a database is 100 attributes, then those are not meaningful. The classical paradigm and classical paradigms of pattern recognition will break up, okay? You can go back to the database and take a pattern at here and there and make sense out of it and link it back to classification, prediction, and so forth. But to discover patterns, it takes lines of high order, right? That order for order because it multiplies, not some, okay? But we have an algorithm, we can discover these patterns very, very fast. And we can generate patterns candidate as a combination of primitive events, and then you gain the candidate on the front of a well-exhausted search, you can use that information to screen out those who would never happen. And because of that, you can discover high-order pattern. Now give me a little reason, and very soon I can give you some demonstration, and all these theoretical parts will be gone. Now, suppose you have a database with three fields. This is taken by a engineer database from Hydro. All you call is one of the attributes. Rate of injury, that is another one, the type of injury is the third one, and each of these is then, the body part can be feet, can be eyes, can be lower back. But the thing is, you find out that in the database, something occurs quite frequently among my workers in this division. If the body part, the lower back, the swing, caused by fall, and this occurs very, very frequently. Now what do you mean by frequently? And suppose if this is random, you know, feet, eyes, and lower back, only 1/3 times the occurrence. So if A independent, then the probability for this event to occur is 1/3 times 1/3 times 1/3, right? Probability is independent. It's 1/27, right? So if I just observe some events, every kind of combination, when you have 1/27 possibility that this will occur, but if this occurs 1/5, okay? There must be some reason they cannot be independent, okay? There might be some reason that the worker, one of the group, okay, at this accident, very, very frequently. So if you are underlying some company, you've got to pay attention to this. And of course, you can also do a computing, I'm not going to touch on that. Now, definitely, this is a good idea, simple idea, but to make it work, the larger the base is not feasible. It takes quite a long time, and then generation by generation until 1990, Fine, okay, the mid-90s methodology is mature. These people are coming to hire 100 billion software architect and several PhD graduates to put this into our product. We call exploitative data mining. Now, it is a category technology designed to yield unprecedented high-value knowledge or use in a desperate relational database with the need of detuning or expert configuration. In an ability to manage unexpected high-order data recognition, and this is enriched by any existing data mining product. Now, this is very easy to believe the R&D field for 30 years. To get that too much, I'm going to appreciate you a very technology. If any of you at this room take it and put it in the marketplace, you will be a winner. It is a pinnacle of product. The conventional data mining tools, like decision trees, using that for those who are familiar, often overlook potential high-yield patterns and relationships in business data. And the required extensive user intervention often introduced bias that compromises the user's ability to locate unexpected association or causal relationship. As a result, many early data mining adapters have not fully realized the availability is in the business value, okay? Right? Some quite ad hoc. And because of it, our engine has had the time to refine and enhance the knowledge gain. They have a lot of data in the database, but if you get this component, they happen to discover pattern of knowledge, and they can still use the database to retrieve to get much, much more from the existing database. Now I will give you some demonstration. Now first, association. This is more fundamental part of our engine to make association of events in the database. I'm using a simple example to demonstrate. It's a market analysis, basket analysis. So you go to the supermarket, right? You buy this, you buy that, you buy that. And so at the counter, and they get all of what you buy, right? And all the transactions and documents, and give you a slip. But if I get all the state transactions together, I want to find out the buying pattern of those who visit the market, the supermarket, right? And this is called the transaction analysis. You want to see a buying pattern. Now, then, first, our data, you can import the data, you can import any data, you can see CSV data, ODB, whatever, you learn it. Then, okay, the data I enter is the basket analysis, that makes sure I come from the right directory. Sample data, a basket data, I say open. Okay, I also enter this data into my database, all that. I also call it output basket data. I do go. Okay. Now then, now this is the data. One method is our mining data format. It's binary data. So this is all the database. The enter. Now then, I want to give association. So I put a table, right? Right. Each row is a set of transactions. You go by this, by this, by that. And then when I do the association engine, again, I just call the basket mining data. I want to discover pattern and rule, no dependency. I want to discover the positive association and negative association. Positive association, they all go together. Negative association means they seldom go together. Okay, it's a very important piece of information. How do you want to defeat them of the decisions you want to make? So, with that, this is the I have determined the confidence is 95%, okay? And they can automatically adjust the residue. Then they go. Now these are all the patterns we discover. Now this is very, very high, okay? It's only 28%. Those who buy beer also buy cheap, also buy nothing. Okay? And then some of these are negative. Like for example, like those who buy conditioner, and sell them by ham, okay? You just look at that, and that's the data, oh, it's crazy. Now, you can see the positive, those are positive by positive association, negative by negative association. 1.96 is the threshold. Above 1.96 is the significant, very lucky a lot, okay? So, this order of patterns are all mainly, just imagine if it's 20, right? Each one of binary, the combination should be what? 2 into the 10 to the power, right? 2 by 2 by 2 by 2, right? And whenever we discover that these are the patterns, significant patterns. Well then, we also have some visualizer. Sometimes the knowledge energy that we don't want to stop there. We want to know more, right? So we provide a visualizer for them to get more and more patterns, more confirmation of this kind of association. Now, again, I just bring back my basket pattern. I just discover. I open it. Well, suppose I want to find out how those who buy beer. Now, these are all those who buy beer. Positive association, negative association. How about those who buy beer and also buy chips, okay? These are also buy beer and also buy chips, okay? Now from then on, the manager can look at any of the patterns all recovered. Everything you pick up is a piece of knowledge. It's verified kind of information, okay? You don't have to worry. But just any question you ask in the from the database. Or suppose I don't want to keep, okay? It is where. Now this is separate from maintaining for the supermarket and the manager. I want to find a beer. Maybe beer and butter, okay, together, when you buy beer and butter together. But still some cases are negative. Well, from there on, you can analyze all your, you can analyze all your customers, right? And your buying pattern and blah, blah, and campaigning, advertisement, and how to reduce the price, and how to put all that, the item together so that you have to get this, get the other thing, you know, more easily. Now, so this is the association. Now, then you later, you want to put this in a flavor. You want to analyze the transition pattern of the credit card, okay, or auditors, whatever. And you know, each individual, using the credit card, right, put the user profile, transition type, item, vendor, time, places, etc. Your daily pattern, weekly pattern, monthly, and yearly. And you can also, when this individual days, you can induce, right, after you go to the Hong Kong University, and there is still a student from that 50 to 70, right? What are their buying patterns? What is their transaction pattern? And then from then, you could also recover transaction patterns and move both for individuals and groups with that. So then you can do campaigning, right? Marketing, advertisement, right? And what kind of the industry control. And what you predict, right? And for this group, what are their, what are things they would like to buy? And then, now this is very important. Now today in classical pattern recognition, a new name, right? And you have to give that you have to be a classifier using your data. And when you train the classifier, then you get only classifier that will come into your room. And you find out whether this is A or B or C, right? Which one is it? No more than the advantage at that time. But the problem is today, the data being very, very large. You are talking about digital database, right? Google. But you cannot get anybody, right? And when you data and you classify whether he's the A or B, a terrorist or a nice guy, you cannot, okay? But if you have a group of terrorists or you have a group of people at data you want to search, the entire method we can discover all the significant patterns contained to this class. You can turn it back into your query, right? And go back to the database, existing database at large. And go back to the database and retrieve all the data belonging to this class. Okay. Today, no other method can do that. Tell me. There is, okay. Now, you can ask a particular question and from get the information from your data and ensure that the whole class of people, right, belong to this class. You can retrieve. You prevent you don't know where they are, right? Near the data are resided. To be Scotland Yard, to be KGB. FBI. Of course, today we also look into the forgery, right? From the loan case, can we also pay attention for those coming to the case? Now, so this is application. For classification, My classification, I like to use one of the biological of them. Like the cancer diagnosis, this data from this hunting. And what do you mean by classification? Classification means in diagnosis there are some kind of symptoms and there are some complex disease complex, okay? And for this one is a breast cancer. From the hospital, okay, we need some data that related to breast cancer. Now, in classical cancer classification, in order to tell whether it's a good classifier or not, then you have to do the so-called blindfold test. What is the blindfold test? If you see that your classifier is good, then I blindfold you and give some new data. And if your students are able to classify some new data, then this classifier is good. Now, but we can also do something similar. How do we do that? About 100% of data, right? Say 10,000. I draw out one junction, okay, and separate them. I only use 9,000 to train my classifier, right? And then after I train, then I try to classify that 1,000, okay? But what we want is this training. Now those are just like newcomer, right? Just coming into my office. Now, so we first, in order to justify a classifier, we use a segment. We segment the data into several parts, okay? Two parts. Here, I use the breast cancer, right? And then I say, 90% for our randomly for training. So 10% we serve for testing. Why did you give me too far already? 90% and 10%. Then I call the association engine. I want to be association. Okay, now this association engine. Now this time I want to make sure that breast cancer 90% right, are used for training. And then I want to classify. And this is a pattern rule. Now here I want to go to a big order. Means that as known, you can discover anything occurs together. And then I use positive negative information. So I say, maybe here I want to lower down, increase into 79% interval. I say go. This is done, okay? From now on, they discover all the patterns, each of their significance. Okay? Pattern. Two are benign and four are cancers. So all the pattern I discover from the 600 cases, okay, I draw now from the training set. So I like to see if it means that they will occur this way. Nothing is a positive. Now then, I can also see the rule. Now, rule means that I can use this rule from now on for making biologists, fitting the skin, okay. It means that if this happens, it's cancer with real evidence, the probability, right? So from now on, all the rules are there. But if I turn each of these rules into theory, I can retrieve all the patients, right? All the cancer patients, Googled in my Google internet, okay? If I can access that, right? So this is very important for healthcare. Now, now I want to do the classification. At this moment, I already discovered all the knowledge concerning biology. So now I use it to do the job, okay? Then I call a new classifier. A new classifier, I got this time, I want to use breast cancer, 10% is fine. Right? 10% breast cancer. This is a test that I'm using this test to test how good is my engine. And then I'm using the 90% rule. I make sure that I'm from the breast cancer, 90% move, right? I want to classify that, and then go. Now, I think we didn't get to do all the classification really fast, okay? Training is fast, application is fast. Now, then I want to see how my classification look like. Now, each of these are patients, okay, from my test set, okay? This guy, okay? Cancer. This is one more, right? So I got all this information. I want to find how good is the classification, okay? You see that your classification is very, very good this time because the denied 49 cases, you only incorrect one, and then the 27 potentiality all correct, we got 98% diagnosis. Very good, right? Now then I want to find out how to do the brain use. I'm not happy with that, you know, that's why this is a cancer, this is a good guy. But I want to, I can find out how the rule are being used. Now, this is knowledge. It interests the oncology, interests the pathologist and the urologist. And then, what does it mean? Okay? You need to know all these rules. Now, this rule is like this, uniformity of cells by the pen, then task force with radioactivism really healthy. Now, these are the cases that they correctly classify as cancer. I can go to statistics, but you see how good is this? It means, here you say that the 120 new genes discovered from the human bed, only 81 are used of this test that we did, right? And then 57 are correctly used, 15 are incorrectly used, 9 are some correct, some incorrect, but I can find out who, which rule are correct and which rule are incorrect, okay? They say that this rule has so many correct and one incorrect, okay? So this is interpretation. This can become a second opinion to the MC, okay? And this data, empirical data, right? This is a pattern. Now, then I want to find out, because of time, I want to find out how each of this subject, how would this guy, okay? Now, this guy, you see, if you see that it is normal, very bad, all negative. Yes, stress positive. Because the negative information, again, that it is normal. And positive information support that it is cancer. Because this will apply, and this will apply, all this will apply, okay? But there are some negative. So you add all the positive and you add all the negative information together. And somebody will ask, you know, but if you look at the financial data, there are many, many things happen, but it's good that there's something really bad happen. And what happened? Now this will answer the question. If all the indicators predict the market is good, but you suffer a certain thing, okay? You occur and still negative. You can negate all those, okay? Because already in our system, we're using both positive and negative information for our final decision making. This is decision support. This is one of the decision support. Now, because time is fine, today is a therapy, right? After Valentine's Day, a lot of people may like to go home and enjoy your candlelight dinner with your Valentine. But induce are very important. Now, induce will demonstrate how they can induce a group of this. Suppose I just pick up any room I like. I just pick up random any room. I want to induce, okay? All the patients when this will apply, okay? Now these are all the people when this will apply. Now this is what I mean by retrieval. Now in this case, I'm using 90% of the same method, I retrieve from all 100%. But if this is sizable, then probability in a place sample, then I can use this random sample, right, as a sample. We drop the pattern and use all the patterns to go worldwide to retrieve all those, right, potentially any cancer patients for prevention medicine. Okay. Now, like this past retrieval. Traditional probability approach to classify data mostly comparison data. We need to find out which candidate belongs to which class. The candidate has to be compared with each of the class model. Without prior knowledge, to retrieve candidates of a class from a large database is a horrendous task. Our approach, after the rules for invariant class are discovered, they can be commercially superior, which can be directly used to retrieve members of their class from a large database. Okay. For example, their data will contain at least such a group, can be cancer, can be in banking, at least group, like in lending or whatever, terrorists, whoever you. But we can, like some people will ask you, yeah, I do have a pattern discovery engine, but I don't even have a file. I don't even have a data, then what are we going to do to discover? But don't worry, if you have a database, then you don't have a database, then probably the money, right? If you have a database, then just get acquainted with it and you choose something of your interest, right? There's just a beauty of a particular relationship of the subject of our interest. Then, turn it into our engine, and then using our solution engine to find out all the rules and patterns of your interest. Not only necessary, cancer. Because in our method, in the database, you can find out everything you like, okay? Anything associated with anything you like. If I'm on top, I'm going to find out the summary fellowship, okay? A. What are the other signs you can associate with Jesus, okay? Because classification is only one way of predicting the leading value, okay? If I do not know the card, it's a leading value. If I do not know this, it's a leading value. So because of that, there can be discovered a pattern we can using this and put in a new classifier. We can export to outside and even if it's the existing database, or we can turn the rule into theory and retrieve, okay? That is an example. So this is the database we cover. And this is a query we converted to, and using this query, we go back to the database. And this is what we retrieve, okay? It turns out to be cancer. Because in the database, it may not be there. In time, in the future, this is very important for healthcare, for building healthcare, right? So this is comprehensive, extensive, because we can do it, and we are going to mention 0.5%. The person we discover can serve as a second opinion to a medical person or to a decision maker, right? We don't force them to believe. If it's a bad boss, okay, I can classify you as cancer, raw cancer, then sometimes you can burn the computer, but this time, it's a big deal, okay, you better go to see the oncologist, right? So all the experts need second opinion. Why the expert system failed in the 80s? Because if the family knew that they are not that good an expert, then many things they don't know, okay? Or you can do forecasting. Before the time, I do not want to spend too much time in forecasting. But forecasting, when I think associates are called time is forecasting. What do I mean? Okay, suppose this is the data I pick up from the observatory, 1,000 degrees. And I take the viewpoint at temperature, the relative humidity, the rainfall, and then the mean level pressure. I put the rainfall of the 3 day here. But imagine if I discover a pattern here associated with this thing, it means that I can use this pattern to do the forecasting, right? Associated across time in forecasting. We are doing the same thing, okay? Now, so this is what we do. Because of time, I don't want to go through this. So you just see that, so that's the same engine. You don't need to do it, right? Except you prepare the same thing in a way. The enemy you want to fall kind of put it, at the end of the table. Then every association with that can help you to do the forecasting. Now then, so if we convert you with ability of discovering complex patterns, the interesting thing is understandability. We want you to understand what we want, that's ability. And in our data mining, we will give you different kind of data. Some can be a number, some can be an individual, right? Some can be a name, some can be anything as long as you can call it an event, okay? Event, you can call it, right? And then customize that. We are able to customize for any user. If you have any of them, you want to use our energy, then you can customize for them. It's not so difficult. And then we can bring to integrate with our tools and our system. So that we are not challenging other things, Oracle or SaaS, okay? They can do their job, but we can do a customization. We can have a small intelligence, can do something a big giant cannot do. But put it there, they can enhance the capability. That matters. That on, okay? This is our business plan. Now, the existing data say, this is the end of this, and they put it in our engine, then we have a visualizer. And they export them to the existing data system. And we can use the huge search engine, the existing database system, to get better. and the search for all those we think are victims of ability to look for that kind of search. Now, so how can we apply it in marketing and sales? Well, our call is really better than we do. I think if for those who really understand the capability of this engine, you know how to relate this engine to your business. Right? I pick the few typical example: transaction, classification, forecasting, then uncover the demand of the some new product supporting this. And here I want to emphasize here a little. Analyzing the customer behavior, transaction rate, deciding association to measure the success of campaign after the campaign, any change of the associations, anything with the buying pattern, right? And having the demand for design of new product, I think all this is important in business application. And to get the engines ready to be applied. Not expensive. Not like Oracle or the other big engine. Then you can finance the economical trend analysis. The index, in the action of the index in time. But what we do about engine is I will never give you the expected value, okay? Because even the credit are changing dynamically in time, as long as there's a unit that's really turning fields will be kept there, okay? If you start in our knowledge base, a unit, then the same situation arrives, okay? But a simple combination of this rule, then a new situation arrives. So because the kind of flexibility, adaptability, and you can also learn it, okay, and forget and learn it, and add all this in your system. So forecasting, right? That's what we need to do every week. Need analysis. Pick up the real high risk. You cover, because there are not many, over one time of, all time, okay? So you have to catch it all time before you can make sure your system can capture the majority, right? So if you can decode all this from all time, then you can turn it into query and go back to your worldwide web to search. Pretty assessment, same thing. Can I have that an insurance? Suppose I want to find out all the mortality of the group of certain cities, certain companies, less than 50. Then I can find out all the patterns, right? All kind of disease, what kind of preventive measure, and how to the organ, the insurance that I'm not insurance, but I can see how this can be used, health, economic. So I can also find out that those who are the people who are healed. Then what test can bring the best analysis and not how expensive the test. In fact, I can streamline the healthcare system, okay? With some objective practice. It's covered from objective database, okay? Collected the data. Now, so this is so much for the third part, okay? The second part is good. It's called the intergroup, the one-to-one internet marketing. Now some people will upset one-to-one because one-to-one is very, very expensive. One-to-one is very important because people are important. You treat it as a person. But if you turn this money, this is your right, your customer, you can turn this into an intelligent computer. It's an intelligent computer that understands you, okay? Personalization can be done, okay, while we analyze very fast, respond to your profile, your design, and we give you some personalized offer. So this is a web marketing we developed before the collapse of the dot-com, okay? But today, this is working, and I believe it's coming back. We already have a new York American advertisement, your advertising company already using our toolbar. So you have a place to use in New York. So now it's coming back. So to who catch the second wave, right? To serve, okay, again, okay. Now, let me explain to you, it's very interesting. Now, these are the same terminology which is really, really familiar to all those welcome people. Personalization, privatization, right? Permission marketing. The thing of the outcome is not because of the money, most of money to burn, okay? But the marketing model is a little bad. That is poorly designed, okay? But the tech prep, the new marketing is a good marketing guide to be there. If you get one very important factor, like personalization, capitalization, okay? to think you're really angry when you log on to my, every day when I log on to my computer, it means a preaching, okay? Anointed kind of target, okay? In Greek, I don't know how they get there. But because we all got one to one, okay? The treatment is a good treatment of these two, okay? Not so that you can think. Every time that you involve spread the schedule, because every time, every time that you say that you must produce, you know the father who is advertising, he could talk to you all of his podcast face to face, but he can't, okay? Why do you have a general insurance broker to go to your server, okay? He can advertise it. Because that one-to-one decision is the transaction thing, okay? You need the transaction, make it fun, is the one-to-one contact. But this is not for me. You may know each of your customer as an individual, not as a market segment. Right? And imagine being able to speak to each of them personally, then what would you say, okay? Do you know him? If you don't know him, okay? Right? But if you forgo the VIP, when you go to an important party, you just walk over the web and look for this guy, and what this guy is about, and this is and then you talk to this guy, right? And he has good speaking. Because you must know the other group before you can say something that pleases you. Now, intergroup is one of those technologies. Suppose your brother asks you, you ask your brother, what do you want? And she said that, yeah, this is exactly what I want. Can you get it for me? Yes, I can get it for you. Sometimes I'm very frustrated, particularly for this kind of business. I buy a pan and let us say, call me 500 US dollars. When I left the room, okay, I have visited people completely. I call, no response. Visit this web, visit that web, okay? You don't treat it as a perfect person. Even I can check the world, okay? In Hong Kong, particularly, you don't know what will happen, okay? In Canada, I can take on someone who can repair it. You just point that. Now, because of that, okay, they cannot get it from me, okay? Now, another difficulty I encounter in e-marketing is, okay, 2 years ago, my daughter was buying a camcorder, very expensive one. They are IT people, right, who say, Google will get a new project for me, okay? Really simple. Automatically, that's what I said, excellent. But they did not consider my profile. They use a new computer, but they do not know that I don't have it. So enough time to use a really good computer program. And it turned out that more than the concept is beautiful. But it's sold according to MRC, $100 Canadian. And that is so professional, I don't even have the time to use 3 or 4 pages. Because they do not know me. They know me, but the one, right? My final decision is only from the supervisor, not my personal profile. Now, as regular customer of a faithful retail outlet, you appreciate the recommendation and product suggestion from a staff member who understand you and your likes and dislikes, okay? Why? Because you have a relationship informed by personal preference and habits. This informed relationship ensures that only those items of specific interest to you are brought to your attention. In the old days, when you step into your corner store, right, and then the owner will be like, oh, yes! Yes, anything you have, you're here. You want to pay. We have some new product, you know, you might get out of this, okay? You know me. And leave him, okay? Then take time to look at it. Yeah, later I bought it. Now, so this is the old style marketing. And face to face, it is simple, but welcome. And today we have a one-to-one relationship. Demographic, behavior, function, like we analyze you, blah, blah, blah. We have put a lot of money to analyze you. So if you analyze them, but you do not treat them with your life, you do not treat them as a person, okay? You keep on telling them, blah, 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 okay? Then, unless you put intelligence back to the back. Then intelligence, be a call contract, be a contract, right, to your manager, be your boss, your vendor, manager, each vendor is a good manager who understands you. So this is what we, this is our analysis and informed assumptions. So video has a developer tool which easily obtain an accurate post custom profile or the customer is serving on the web. Now, one thing they are afraid to serve is your certain profile. and then so into it. Okay, why? I've got 50 some middle words. Some of them fill my profile to somewhere. No, I mean, you know that. If I'm doing it, you know that I may need something important, okay? With big fitness. If there is a certain agency who know me and who pay attention to me and respect my personal life, now, I would like to sign a contract. Look, I will use your software. From then on, I only trust you, okay? Right, so this is a profile that reflects the true credits of the individual. Based on a profile through permission marketing, then our interview group can have a vendor to personalize personal offer. Permission marketing is important. Permission marketing means that but in the past we take away because I do not trust the web, okay? I don't want that personal information to be stolen. Yeah, you can do that. You just do not even show the web. Fine. But it is unrealistic. Unrealistic. You need to let the people know you. People can help you, right? Why do you have to go to a psychiatrist? You want the people to know you and find the culprit. If I do not tell the camera, right, I saw that, I'm really busy to prepare that. I don't have time to get the rules of business software. Then you never recommend me to buy that camcorder, right? You need to recommend the other one. Yeah, this is one that I saw with a policy. So this is the issue. But the commercial marketing is, if I can automatically generate my own profile, and the profile is stored in my right. Because my connect is bad. If I could not make sure that I have power, you can go home much earlier. So digital marketing is a creating an attractive, safe and secure environment that encourages customers to exchange personal information for valuable product information, loyalty, premium and anticipated services, including mileage and all that kind of thing you can build into this kind of digital marketing. So several years ago, there's a famous book called Producing Marketing by Chair. Go ahead and use it. If you still remember what is the best business that you have. So using that kind of concept, conversion marketing is putting the customer before the product, or the product before the customer. Right? The secret to an accurate customer profile is probably ask the customer, make it easy for them to answer and start doing business. But if you want to tell your profile, and that's what you're putting your objective secret check, then you tell me who you are, then I can help you. Now, target function. A user, when they serve, from what the table reason, they can pick up the keywords from the table reason through a long data tree, then into a certain format. And here, we could discover your portable and aspiration while you are serving, and store everything in your own computer. You call this behavior profile, sessional profile. You can also ask the demographic questions and so forth. By privacy, everything is stored there, and then through information you can tell the enterprise can, using the customer base, analyze it, and using this company and find the individual profile, and what are the same associations for this guy and that guy and that guy, okay? Much more specific. So you actually have a big group, you can discover thousands of profiles, okay? And then find out in the past, which profile would find with them and get the subject. That's the session. And then in that case, you need the individual interest and career code, and you can get individualized content offer. Now this can cover all fields, from education, e-education. Why is e-education better? Because you do not, I can look at all the professors in the lecture. But no one takes it as a person. When I meet a certain budget, no one pointed out for me, okay? But if I can be, if that kind of attention can occur to your life, then it's a totally different game. Now, I end up with a simple movie. This is our manager.
So you think you know me because you found out my name and age and told me that I want to buy this product or that product because I fit the demographic. In a one-to-one marketing revolution, client experience is the objective. How do I give my clients the control they need and build their trust and loyalty in order to enrich their surfing experience? Inkablue Cadet Discovery Software's new client-side web profiling technology does just that. It's a browser-based profiling system that builds a detailed user profile from a consumer's web activity. Inkablue is a tool that tracks a user's interests and surfing habits. It provides a framework that drives electronic CRM and personalization and allows for the unprecedented customization of content with no loss of privacy. Inkablue helps me get what I want by learning about my interests. It builds my profile by analyzing my web activity. It creates an image of me according to the sites I visit. I control what information I give away. If I decide to give my profile to a site, let a company see my activity, that company can personalize its content based on my interests and not just my name and postal code. And Inkablue sits on my machine. My profile never leaves without my permission, and it runs within the browser. I don't open and close programs, having to remember to activate it or worry about it running. Inkablue is an OPM technology platform for web, e-commerce, and CRM applications. The system uses a broad internet knowledge structure to classify a user's interests. As a user surfs, the web pages are classified against this structure. Over a period of time, related pages are clustered into common categories, and unrelated sites are discarded. For vendors, this advanced strategy delivers a detailed, targeted profile of a user's surf habits up to the moment, which gives my advertisers better opportunities to market a niche-focused, ready-to-listen audience.
Which is what I am. My profile is an anonymous description of my interests. So the Inkablue tailored web content is exactly what I'm looking for.
Because Inkablue is integrated with Microsoft Internet Explorer browser system, the installation is a seamless part of the host install. Users don't have to enter any information for the profiling system to work.
And I like that. I can look at my profile whenever I want to within my browser, and I can edit whatever I like. I can get content tailored to my interests, even as my experience grows and changes.
What does the software install exactly? Because the profile is an extension of the Internet Explorer environment, there are no separate programs that user has to learn or run. A button appears on the IE toolbar that brings up Profile Explorer, our local tool for viewing and editing a user's profile. The software also includes the profile gateway, which ensures the server starts automatically when the computer reboots, so it's rarely seen by the user. Is a user's information private and secure? Yes. The profile is built on a user's computer and stays there. We never sell or redistribute any profile information. Company policy. How does a website make use of the profile? Good question. When a user allows a site to see his or her profile, the site receives it through standard HTTP communication. Vendors can interpret the profile directly or use server-side plugins to implement features such as product matching and content tailoring. Inkablue has a lot of applications. It's an engine for real-time analysis of web content and a tool that provides accurate, up-to-date summaries of a user profile. Essentially, it shortens the dance between a user and a vendor and gives the user unprecedented control over what information they let the world see.
So you still think you know me? With Inkablue, you will. Better yet, you'll win my trust.
This is about Inkablue. Something about marketing technology. Something about this new way of e-marketing and new interactive ERM, I mean as CRM, okay? I think you know better than me. Now, so, by adopting commercial principles backed by super superior training, technology, and support of patent discovery, a company can achieve a high level of trust with its customer. It demonstrates true respect and customer focus. And e-commerce is instead a viable business opportunity. Okay. So in conclusion, the technology covers deliver many economic benefits in sectors such as engineering, healthcare, financial services, and customer relationship management. And because of the new knowledge from existing data, we change the way we learn new things and work and interact. ability to discover knowledge has already had an impact on this sector by saving money through efficient planning and process control. And that also increasing the revenue through new market development. PDA is a business oriented and can solve various knowledge, discovery, and decision support business problems. Actually, you have a test sheet of a PDF. Contact the CEO. Visit our web. You can download the IP, download some of that, and see what we can do in Hong Kong. We registered a company in Hong Kong already. But we're waiting for some kind of reseller, some kind of partnership, okay? And we use Hong Kong as one of the platforms to launch something to China and Southeast Asia. Now, time. You might need it. But you know, for those, I put a research council on an exception. Canada is the sixth largest oil company in the world. They have signed a 6-year contract with us. So in the next 6 years, they have many, many sites. All the data is collected, right, using our engine to analyze. We found out how what kind of parameter, how what kind of control can optimize the cost of the extraction and the processing time and profit. Adding oil, hydro, engineering database, except the new advertising company in New York. So, again, whether technology is important, science is important, I think it's important. All this is our publication related to this area in the last 10 years. Today, we have a good level of technology, good part of technology, and then push it. Then, and then revenue, technology and revenue is today what the investors are looking. That is a good idea. Right? Thank you.